I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue teams and civilians frantically searching the rubble for survivors. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit southeast Turkey and Syria early Monday. And the overall death toll has now risen to 360 minimally, as health officials in the Syrian capital Damascus reported that 237 people died in government-held areas of the country. Hundreds were reported injured in both countries Monday. Republican lawmakers continue to accuse China of deliberately surveilling sensitive U.S. military sites with a suspected spy balloon. And they say the Biden administration has given Beijing an intelligence opening by not downing that balloon during its high-altitude drift through American airspace. Democrats are defending Biden, and they note that there were similar incursions while former President Donald Trump was in office. A missile from an F-22 fighter jet downed the balloon on Saturday. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained nationwide in protests shaking the country.
The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have yet to say how many people they have detained in the demonstrations. More than 19,600 have been arrested during the protests, according to human rights activists in Iran. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Ukraine's defense minister expressing confidence in securing Western allies' agreement to his country's latest weapons requests, warplanes to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago. It was said in a news conference in Kyiv Sunday that Ukraine has already received everything from its wish list to Santa, except planes, predicting confidently there will be planes. So far, Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets, but several Western leaders have expressed concern that providing warplanes could provoke the Kremlin and draw their countries deeper into the conflict. German-made tanks are on the way to Ukraine. The forces would begin training on Leopard tanks on Monday. Nigerian authorities say that they've taken steps to beef up security countrywide following a spike in political violence, banditry, and kidnapping ahead of the February 25th presidential election. VOA reporter Menachi says the feeling of residents with this new security posture.
Yeah, there's a tension in this city. People are worried, even though President Muhammadu Buhari have promised that everything will go right, that the security situation will be taken care of, and the elections, of course, will be free and fair. But yet, citizens are worried.
Pope Francis, the head of the Anglican Communion and top Presbyterian minister, together denounced the criminalization of homosexuality and said gay people should be welcomed by their churches. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from South Sudan, where they took part in a three-day ecumenical pilgrimage to try to nudge the young country's peace process forward. The comments came after the three were asked about Francis's recent comments to the Associated Press, in which he declared that laws that criminalize gay people were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. South Sudan is one of 67 countries that criminalizes homosexuality, 11 of them with the death penalty. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Temperatures in many areas of the northeast United States continue to climb to the mid-40s Fahrenheit a day after the region suffered through temperatures that plummeted into the negative teens. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.